still the best commercial anyone's ever made. That parody commercial.
For which one? The Mentos? Oh, we hit the shit? Yeah.
I'll kill you! I'll kill you! Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
The so Fresh Maker.
That was like way early YouTube.
Yeah, that was like OG YouTube.
That?
Do I give it up to those kids? They actually put effort into that.
They really did. They really did.
That humor was way ahead of its time. And it tests. And it still stands the test. Because what the f***? So f***ed up. All right. Let's do this. Yep. Let's do this. Okay. We are going in 5, 4, 3, 2.
What's up, everybody? This is the Red Band Podcast, your source for all film and TV related news and topics. I am your host, Anthony King, and of course with me is my co-host,
Adrian G. Fuentes.
And sitting over there in the control room is our technical director, Mike Cards.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back, man. How you guys doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Pretty solid, man.
I mean, we have some. I feel like we got some good news, so I feel pretty tight right now. You know, we're locked in.
We're locked in right now.
You know, we're tightened up. We're locked in on this.
It's just the hand movements too.
No, I'm just saying that we usually kind of struggle with news, uh-huh. And sometimes it just doesn't. You know, sometimes it just doesn't match up. You know,
I think
but today we have it, and it's just one on top of the other, and we're just locked in.
Can you put it up so the camera can see you?
Yeah, I'm trying to say is that we have news on top of news, and we're just locked in. All right? We have it, and it's a certain level, all right, of just locked in level, just ready.
Yeah, so what we have here going on first for our film news, this is actually pretty interesting. There's rumors about the MCU Blade movie finally completely scrapped. It's been removed off of the actual production book list.
Yes. It was set to come out this year, actually. It was set to come out, if I remember.
Was it this year?
Yeah, November 7th. It was actually slated for a November 7th, 2025 release.
Yeah.
But it hadn't even started production yet.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, it makes no sense. And it's weird. How many times has this film been? What was the original intended first release date of this film before it kept getting like pushed back, new writer, new director?
God, I want to say what, 22?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's, I don't even think we will find it. That's all.
Yeah, I know. And this is the, now this will count as the third Marvel film to ever been completely removed off a production slate, right? First it was Inhumans, the actual movie.
Yes.
And then it got removed and then turned into that TV show.
Yes.
And then Nova.
Oh, that's right.
Where they try to pull off a Nova, and that completely got scrapped off production. And now this is the third film, Blade MCU, which it does make sense. It was hard to put Blade into the cinematic universe at its time right now. Like, where would he fit?
That's what I'm saying. It's gonna...
Like, besides for that Eternals credit scene.
Here, I actually...
He doesn't really fit.
Yeah, quickly, just go back. Its original release dates, September 6, 2024.
Damn.
Wow.
That was his original
release. The original one.
Jesus. So like a 24. So over a year of just constant delay pushbacks.
Yeah, until finally just got removed off the production list.
And this was just after they had announced that they got a new director for the project.
Yeah, from John Wick 4, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I wonder, they didn't completely say they're going to scrap the character altogether. They're trying to figure out how to rework them into an actual better storyline. Rumor has it that it's a potential Midnight Suns film.
Which I prefer.
Yeah?
I do prefer a introduce him into a film versus a standalone film.
Like an ensemble team film?
Yeah, an ensemble film or bring him into a film versus him standalone. Because if you do a standalone film, you're going to be compared straight directly to the Wesley Snipes one.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can compare, you know, one-to-one versus if you have him introduced as a character in another film, there's no way to match both films one-to-one.
Mm. Now, they already did introduce Werewolf by Night.
Mm-hmm.
They need to introduce their own version of Morbius or some kind of version that's not Sony production relay. You see what I'm saying? Like,
why not?
If you're going to build on a Midnight Suns cast, you have to build on those characters first, at least tease them in other films.
I mean, as far as like the movie itself in terms of of still producing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Marvel has completely scrapped it. I think they're just putting it back into its original pre-production phase, mm-hmm. trying to dial it in. And Kevin Feige has mentioned that before in the past in prior interviews. One quote stating that for the last few years, we've been trying to crack that movie. The most important thing for us is not rushing it. And the fucking loading up the screen made me lose my place. The most important thing for us is not rushing it and making sure we are making the right Blade movie.
No. And it makes sense. You want to, for this type of character, you want to make the right movie for it. It's just at the same time, it needs to fit into a film slate that makes sense within their overarching story. You see what I'm saying? Or else you're just going to get phase 4 and 5 again, which is just like a random mess of stories that don't connect.
With characters that weren't really introduced very much and they're just like, fuck it.
Yeah. So to avoid that issue, they're going to have to actually have it make sense for him to be introduced. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense. Like, scrap it. Hold it into the back burner. Let's get this phase over with. Let's introduce the mutants. And then maybe in the mutant saga, we can figure out a better way to introduce him.
There you go.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So I agree with that. All right. Next thing what we have on our film news. The Warner Brothers completes its worldwide sale of the Coyote versus Acme film. Now, this is the film that they did originally scrap to get money back on its production value, right?
Or they shelved it.
Yeah. But this is the only one that is actually coming back to theaters, that they purchased it and sold it off to a different company, Ketchup Entertainment, I believe that was called, right?
Such a weird name.
Yeah, but they are the other ones who also have been recently been the distributors for the Acme films and Looney Tunes films that have been produced by Warner Brothers.
Okay, so now it's just the distributor of those Looney Tunes movies.
He purchased it for, how much was it?
He purchased it for around the $50 million range. Okay. Movie budget was $70 million.
Okay, so they got basically a $20 million loss on that instead of a full-on $70 million loss.
Yeah, they've done Hellboy the Crooked Man, Goodrich, Weekend in Tempe, and the last one was the Looney Tunes one.
Okay, so it's, how long has this studio been established? Doesn't sound very long.
Since 2021. Like yeah.
Since what?
2021.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's
new. Very new. Yeah, it's a new one, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
But I don't know, how do you guys feel about them actually having people purchase off the catalog of films that they've shelved for tax reasons?
I mean, why not?
Someone's got to see it, right?
Yeah.
Do you think Batgirl, though? Or sorry. Yeah, Batgirl. Do you think that's going to get seen the day of light?
No.
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 That one's already written off as a tax exempt. Yeah. It's never going to be seen.
It was never going to be seen ever again.
No.
No, they knew that unfortunately was just so bad. Like, that screw it. Just get a little bit back out of it and just call it a day.
I mean, we read some of the script that was leaked.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And it was just like CW level writing.
Yeah.
And
you're like, nah, man, you can't. Now, do you think this also has a chance for Scooby-Doo and the other few ones that aren't DC related to get purchased out? Or do you think this is like the one and only chance?
I think this is the one and only chance because there's a lot of complaints about people who worked on this film, especially remember the city itself.
Yeah.
Complained. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Entire Hollywood.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people complain with this one.
Yes. Versus Scooby-Doo is like, well, there's about two other Scooby-Doos about to come out anyway. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like even Will Forte called the move of shelving this movie fucking bullshit.
Yeah. No, I remember when this was first announced to be shelved, a lot of people were pissed.
Keep in mind, Warner Brothers has always like beat the drum of like, we're creator friendly, like, you know, this is the place. You keep dropping that goddamn.
Dude, for some reason, it's stuck in my cup.
That's like the third time.
Like, I just gave up on it, dude.
No more coaster for you.
No more coaster. like I was saying, because they always said that, like, you know, this is the place where we, where creation thrives. Directors and filmmakers, you know, can always come and will always have their back. Like, just basically talking about, like, we're your friend.
Yeah,
you know?
Even though that's actually universal.
We're a family.
Yeah, any work that says we're a family, you know you're in trouble.
You're done. No.
Yeah. But that particular, but like that particular slogan that they just, it was the exact opposite of their message.
Yeah, no.
And it was just a huge blow to realize, like, shit, this is a studio that's like, this is one of the oldest studios.
Yeah.
And so the fact that this studio just shelved three projects, was it like three projects?
It was a little bit more than that. Those were the three big ones everyone talked about.
was just unprecedented.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all the whole move hurt the credibility of Warner Brothers being that film friendly or filmmaker friendly studio.
Well, do they have a release date now for the for Coyote versus Acme film? They said
yes, actually. It's supposed to come out next year.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually interested in actually watching this one. I mean, if people made it such a big deal that they demanded to come back, it better be fucking good.
Otherwise, I'm going to be really pissed at the director and whatnot. Be like, this is what you bitched about? This right here?
All right, going to our last bit of film news before we hit a break. This has actually been a pretty funny concept. This is like a topic we were actually joking about a lot. And it originally wasn't going to be part of any of our film news, but we just kept making a lot of jokes about this. But is Disney faces U.S. investigation over DEI practices?
This is so fucking why? Dumb.
Now, the chairman of the FCC, Brandon Carr, has sent a letter over to Disney on Friday notifying the firm and its ABC News unit of the plan. He said the move had been prompted by concerns that the company was promoting diversity in a manner that does not comply with government regulations.
How dare you employ black people? You got some fucking nerve casting Tiana.
No, we were making the jokes too. Like, he goes over to California Adventures, go to the Encanto Land. There's a little too much Mexicans around here. Like, first of all, how do you investigate DEI practices?
Apparently,
and then second of all, like, how do you enforce that on private companies? Like, it made sense for like government, you know, agencies. But when you're moving that to like private companies, you're like, no, you have to be enforced. But like, how do you tell them who they're allowed to hire?
Tell them no. Yeah, that's what Costco did.
Just tell them no. Yeah,
Costco, like, nope. But you have to. No.
Wow.
And also, is this just a fucking excuse for like to send investigators out on a full day expense paid for to Disneyland
in Disney
World?
I know.
Like, is this just their way? You know what we should check out is Disney and their vendors.
We have to check out that Matterhorn. I think there's some DEI up there.
I think I saw some DEI walking to the Ghirardelli. Walking out with a fucking huge saucer. Nope. Did you get a vanilla chocolate swirl? Ah, fuck. There it is.
DEI.
Somehow imagine these like government officials with little Mickey Mouse ears.
With shades on and shit.
But it really makes you think, like, how do you investigate this and then how do you enforce it on private companies?
I have no clue, but all I know is they're going to lose their shits completely once it hits a small world. Once they hit that, they're going to lose their shit completely.
Bro, oh my God. You're right. You're fucking right. Yo, their minds are going to be blown. I wonder if they're going to be like in the middle of the ride, like of the raft, mm-hmm. and they're just like huddled together, like.
And this does not mention whether they're more focused on their film production studios or the theme park in general. Like, there's people who've been, you know, over the last decade complaining about, you know, quote unquote wokeness with Disney and their films. But how do you enforce? Do you tell them what they're allowed to produce?
No. What they're going to. Okay. What. At least what I think they might do is this, the same thing they did to NWA. Send a letter to them and that's all they could do.
Just a letter.
Just a strongly worded letter and that's it.
Because I can't see physically what the government can do to force them to adopt practices that, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, there's nothing really in its sense illegal. They're not telling people no. You have to get records that show, like, if they refuse to hire people based off race or, you see what I'm saying, like that. That's going to be a lot harder to try to challenge
in court. And as well, but they're not employees. They're cast members.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you check DEI for that? You know, it's like, I don't know. How do you know that guy's qualified doing what he's doing? It's like, well, I mean, he just picks up trash, but he also draws cool art. And you seen what he does with the water?
And even most of these people that actually work there have to go to like the Disney University as well.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily, you know, we're just hiring you because you're, you know,
a lot of those people are attending classes there too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, like, what? Like, oh damn it! There's a fucking ramp. DEI. Is that a goddamn escalator? Absolutely not. Checks it off. While he's biting on a fucking churro in downtown Disney.
Okay, the intercom, the announcer speaking other than English. Mm-hmm. Nope. Can't do that.
Nope. God. See, oh my God. When they go to the Marvel part of the park,
mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, don't let them see fucking Black Panther come out on stage.
You hear, do-do-do.
There it is. Oh, watch out, attendees.
Breathing heavily from the nose, trying to figure out where that sound's coming from.
They're doing gang signs.
Disneyland, more like DEI land.
But it's not even this.
If you move the letters around, it makes sense.
But that's not only here in the U.S. Exactly, but...
They also, yeah, then they sent a letter to France, too.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so they're telling, because... I did not know Disney actually owned the France parks as well. I thought they just only licensed out the name.
Yeah, it's only three parks in the entire world, which is Disneyland, Disney World, and Euro Disney.
But French companies with U.S. government contracts have also received a letter from the American Embassy in France this week, asking them to sign on and comply with Trump's executive order banning DEI programs. How do you investigate companies that you do business with and make sure they're following their forms of hiring? You see what I'm saying? Like, how do you enforce that with other companies who are just trading with you?
So, okay, here's my thought process now. In France, right?
Yeah.
Another country other than the US. They're going to be angry because they're not hiring Americans.
Okay.
In France. Now you're getting my thought process.
That's it right there.
They're going to bitch about not hiring Americans in France and they're... But the whole point of DEI is to make sure that you don't do hiring based on those type of ethics. Yes. It's supposed to just be if they have the skills or not.
Yes.
Exactly. You getting it?
So you just, kick all the French people out of Disneyland? Or what's going to...
They never wanted it to begin with.
Yeah, that's where I don't know what they could possibly do, especially with foreign companies that they do business with. Like, how are you putting that much effort into the people they're hiring at their businesses when you're just really trading goods and services?
Dude, I've heard, obviously we all heard complaints about the fucking movies.
Mm-hmm.
That we heard bullshit complaints. No one in the world has complained about the theme parks.
Yeah.
The only thing I've complained about is the fact that there's too many goddamn people now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as far as the services...
And rides keep breaking down.
But as far as like, oh my God, you mean to tell me that the cast member who's welcoming onto the fucking Star Tours ride might be black and not off merit? Like, what's the merit for this position?
I know.
All right. Everyone lift their arms while you pull on the fucking tag.
See, I definitely want to follow this a little bit more and see how it progresses, because you know there's going to be further investigations, there's going to be further updates going on. I really hope this will be dumb enough to go into a trial.
Hey, like I said, my theory behind it, or what I might happen, NWA. Is just a letter and like that's it.
That's all we could do. No,
and they might send a second letter.
And keep playing.
But it's red this time.
Yes.
Yes. God, so stupid.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break, and when we return, we're gonna go over our main topic. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back to you guys.
Here are today's topics that couldn't make it in today's episode. Sydney Sweeney is in final negotiations for a live-action Gundam movie at Legendary. Max changed its logo color scheme to HBO black and white, prompting jokes. And the Sundance Film Festival is moving its location from Salt Lake City, Utah, the home of the festival for the last 40 years, to Boulder, Colorado, starting in 2027. And that's it for the smaller news. Now, back to the episode.
And we are back, covering over our main topic tonight. CinemaCon has finally came here. Today's the first day, right?
Yes, day one.
Yeah, day one. Holy shit. So we actually have a live up-to-date
blog
of what's been going on at this event. And today was Sony's first day, right?
Yes.
Yes, Sony. First time actually back.
I know. After like how many years? 3, 4, 5 years?
Something like that.
So this is the first one where we're actually getting many of those big major companies coming back.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, right after a pandemic, then the writer's strike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it absolutely makes sense. So what's the first thing that we got going on that was officially released for tonight?
Official release first thing was they opened up with the montage of the films that were released in 2024, okay. including Deadpool, Bad Boys, Wicked, Dune 2.
All that stuff, yeah. Yes.
Then they went off onto introducing the chairman and CEO of Sony Pictures, which was, Paul Rudd and Jack Black on the set of Anaconda introduced the CEO.
Got it. And yes, we are getting an Anaconda film, but this is not really much of a remake, right?
It's not a remake. It's in a weird space between remake and behind the scenes, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
My bad. Apologies.
Mike.
I'm sorry.
Fucking breaking the rules.
I'm sorry. I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because Anaconda, this is a movie about making the movie Anaconda, right?
Either making or remaking Anaconda, but it's about making
like the people making it. So it's more of a comedy.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was the movie about where it's a movie about how they were making the movie for Nosferatu? But the guy who plays Nosferatu is a real vampire. Like, they're filming it, and they're like, oh, wow, you play a great vampire, because he is a real vampire.
I don't know.
Never heard that one? Yeah, think about this one.
So they opened up with the Anaconda.
Mm-hmm.
Then they moved over to teasing 28 years later.
Mm-hmm. So, actually, this is the one. We saw the trailer not too long ago, and it actually got me excited to actually see this, so...
Yeah, so they showed that, they showed the same exact one because they said they showed a trailer was more of a teaser.
Shadow of the Vampire. That's the name of it.
Shadow of the Vampire you're thinking about? Okay, yeah.
Shadow of the Vampire. Yeah, John Malkovich.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I didn't see that. Yeah. Sounds familiar.
Okay.
But yeah, next thing that they did announce was the Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, they announced the release date, the official release date, which is June 4th, 2027.
Officially? Yeah. For sure?
Yep.
Definitely.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you get all hoped
up. Because this is the first, because fuck, man, it's been rescheduled like 3-5 times at this point.
Do you want it done right or you want it done fast?
I just want a fucking date. I don't care if it's 5 years from now. Well, pick a damn date.
No, well, you remember they had to purchase a date. Whenever they release a film, they had to buy the spot for the movie theaters.
They just kept like fucking teasing me of like, oh, hey, we're going to push it back 2 years. All right, fuck it. They're going to do 2 years. Hey, guess what? We're going to pull it back. It's actually going to release a year earlier. That's
true. Like, it has been bounced. Like, instead of like continuously getting pushed back, like with like Blade or anything, it kept being like, all right, well, we're going to have like 2 years wait on this. Wait, never mind. It's going to be next year. Maybe we might push back like another year or two after that. Nope. It's coming again. Like,
now so it's going to be this year. And then,
I think it has to do with the CEOs sometimes getting impatient.
Yeah.
The higher ups, like, we got to get this movie out right now, like soon. You know what? Let's take our time. Dude, no, we got it right now.
Shameik Moore just being a fucking creep.
Yeah, I know. Do you think that had to do with anything with any of the production delays, though?
It probably didn't help, but I wouldn't say it was the cause.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Like basically making sure those two just do their lines separately in two different days, two different rooms.
It's a fact.
Never interact.
You probably have like now a babysitter like in the room with them or him. Even when they have to do like table reads or something, there's just him like beyond on the other side of the table, just watching him be like, keep your fucking eyes on the
table. I'm pretty sure
and he starts wandering off and he's like, hey, I got a question about this. Haley, can you help me?
Keep your fucking eyes on the table. I'm pretty sure what they did is probably have like an assistant for her. And whatever, if he has questions, he has to go through her. Through the assistant before it gets through her.
What's up, little bro? What's up? You got a question? Yeah, all right. Let me run it by her.
But yes, we finally got a release date for that, and they actually showed a few clips and images, right?
Yes. Yeah. They shared a few stills, and let me see. Presented the first teaser trailer.
Okay, so we actually got a teaser trailer for it. Yes,
and they promised more groundbreaking animation, which was present in the trailer, but the audio was mostly a compilation of the previous two films.
Got it. So it's mostly just test footage they've been kind of messing around with animation, yeah. And then following after that, we actually have an upcoming announcement with the Resident Evil film with Zach Cregger.
Yep.
That's actually kind of interesting because the lead actress for Honora was offered the lead role in his film.
Yeah. Are they going to try to do like another like Alice situation where they're going to create their own character for this movie universe, or they're actually going to try to follow the video games and their characters?
I don't know if I can handle a fucking Leon like live action of him just doing bullshit.
I don't know.
Like, you don't want to like Chris Redfield just punching a fucking boulder into a volcano?
No, I'd be in for that.
That part, that.
But I mean, the ultimate bullshit of bullshits is like, you guys ever see like those 3D animation movies that they did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, have you seen the fight between Chris Redfield and someone else?
Yeah.
With a fucking gun?
Yeah, the gun fight.
How close they are to each other? Or even just the hallway scene with like Chris and Leon? Like, yeah, it looks cool, but it's bullshit.
Resident Evil is
or is that always the thing?
No, that's kind of always been the thing. It's kind of always been like that.
So that's part of the Resident Evil.
Yeah, that's part of Resident Evil. Ridiculous. And that's the issue. It's like Resident Evil is a franchise that will be incredibly hard to translate to film.
Yeah, okay.
It's hard.
Not only that, the characters are so over the top at times that it's hard to translate them into live action, from video games to live action.
Yeah.
Because you got like Leon.
Yeah.
Who's essentially just that pretty boy emo. That's what he is.
Yeah.
He just talks in that low gravelly ass voice and pretends like nothing matters.
Yeah.
But with Village, Resident Evil Village.
Yeah.
Does that kind of bring it into a little bit, not completely grounded, but a little bit more obtainable?
No, because there's fucking werewolves now.
Yeah.
Just Underworld.
It's Underworld.
It's Underworld. Honestly, I wouldn't mind doing that.
It's Underworld. We're bringing Van Helsing back. Guys, Hugh Jackman's making a comeback.
Like, can we get Kate Beckinsale back?
Please. Please.
Or we skip to the other one. We get Lady D.
and Michael. I know that the studio is trying to figure out how they can get up to that point, but you need to start from the beginning again.
Yeah.
Honestly, you could start off with Village.
Nah.
I think you can start
off with Village. Why not?
No, start off with 7.
So, yeah. Start off with 7. Yeah.
Start out with 7.
Oh yeah. Well, that's it. Oh no, never mind. You're right.
That's
you're right.
That's the first of the first person shooter ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 7 is the that's the house in Louisiana.
Yeah. 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 Family. You can start off from there.
Yeah. Okay. That one, I don't mind them doing that. But the only reason I'd rather do that, because at this point we see so many Resident Evils try to start from the very first game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just call it quits.
Yeah. It's not good. Yeah,
it's not good. It's not great. Just go skip to the most latest version and there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. And then next, what we have here, they also announced that they're going to bring back I Know What You Did Last Summer. That good old classic with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I don't mind that one, actually.
You don't mind that?
Oh, God. I hate those.
You hate those movies?
Dumb. The 2000 slashers?
The 2000 teen slashers.
It's always the friend that was like, oh, I'm going to help you cover it up. Like, it's always someone in the friend group.
Actually, I think that's the movie that did it. That's the one that started that trend.
Like, fuck.
I don't think they started that. I think they're just one of the populars within that trend. But yes, right after that, the big one they did announce that finally came through. We are getting a Zelda movie.
This was a bit of a shock, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And this is not just the one that's going to be tied to Illuminations. This is going to be live action with the director, Wes Ball, who did Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
And the Maze Runner.
Yeah. Just to let people know as well, there was no images. Nothing has been filmed.
Yeah.
They played the theme song.
That's all. They just probably had the name and theme song, and there we go.
But it's actually finally happening. It's been like well over 10 years. Remember that April Fool's trailer they did over like 10 years ago by IGN that people got so excited there was actually going to be a Legend of Zelda film? We're actually finally going to get a real Legend of Zelda live action.
I'm still going to hold off for that, because as much as we always say it's going to happen, it goes, production.
No. Yeah. I know it's going to happen. It feels like it's going to happen. I'm always just skeptical whether it's going to be good or not.
I mean, Nintendo did say that they were very adamant and very hesitant on it, saying like if they were to do Zelda, it has to be done right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's but not going to be something they're just going to
But throw the creators out there. Themselves wanted live action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But which remember, tells like that's
Nintendo is still feeling the hurt from the Super Mario Brothers the first time.
Yeah, but
like they're still hurting.
Yeah, but after the animated one and plus the new Donkey Kong coming out.
Yeah. They've been doing successful with the animated ones. They should have sticked in that realm.
Yeah.
But now they're getting balls and you're like, no, we can do it again. We can finally have a real live action Nintendo movie.
No, that kills it. Okay, this is why it kills it for me. Because if they're all animated, eventually we might get a Smash movie.
No, just think about them as like different universes. Yeah. So they're not going to combine the animation and live action together. You're probably still going to have your own animated Legend of Zelda film by Illumination. That's probably still going to happen. So that's going to be separate. This is like their attempt on, can we actually do a live action Nintendo movie? This might be its own separate thing if it does successful.
And if it's not, it might kill the entire live action altogether. We may never see one again.
We'll see. We'll see. That's all I have to say. The possibilities could be endless. This could be a gateway into something fantastic and revolutionary. But unless we see it translated correctly, all I know is like, what's the what's the character in Zelda franchise that makes that heinous ass sound? The one's like, oh, are we gonna get that?
I don't think you're gonna have any of that stuff. I don't think you're gonna have any of that stuff.
Are you gonna get that little annoying ass fairy?
Listen, hey, listen.
I've only played maybe. Listen, I've played maybe 10 minutes worth of one Zelda game. That's it.
If we get that, we better have a fucking Mega Man Legends.
Mega Man. Oh my God. Jesus.
But yes, right after that, we got confirmed that they're working on and they actually have teaser trailer with Karate Kid Legends.
Yep.
So that one is actually introducing the newer version of the Karate Kid with Jackie Chan and then the original one.
Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, with Ralph Macchio. And they're actually putting them finally together on the same screen.
Which apparently Jackie Chan's character was a student of Mr. Miyagi.
I think so, a student or a friend, but he had a shrine towards him.
Yeah.
So he knew Mr. Miyagi at some point, yeah.
And something having to, both these two having to train this one kid in Chinatown.
One of them does kung fu, the other one does karate.
So is it karate fu? Or is it just fucking... Are we just going to get like an entrance route of like the tournament this kid's going to enter in? It's just the fucking UFC.
Just at that point, it's just MMA.
Yeah, it's MMA. I mean, he learns both. It's technically MMA.
Like, yeah. So that's... I swear to God, if Dana White comes in this fucking movie, it's like, hey, wow, man. That was an incredible kick. You ever thought about going pro?
You just see McGregor coming out like a fucking animal. I know, it's
fucking... Yeah, what's it called? Joe Rogan in the corner. It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's amazing. I gotta tell you, I've never seen a man that would be able to take a kick like that. Who did the crane fucking move straight into the drum beats. That was incredible. I literally saw this man somersault 360, barrel roll into a heel kick. I don't know how that's possible.
No, but it makes you really think, though, like, you're actually for the first time seeing what the power of YouTube Red does. Remember, this was a YouTube Red series. If it wasn't for the revival of Cobra Kai, none of this would have happened.
Yeah, but that's the only one.
That's true, but you only need one.
Yes. No, it does show that you can translate, you could go from online to, you know, to television, from television to theater.
Which
actually, that's what it did.
That's exactly. Basically what it did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it just shows it's extremely rare.
And you need to have the right actual audience for that and the right niche. Because it was one of those things. No one really thought about they wanted Karate Kid to come back. There was no need for Karate Kid.
Oh, no. I still remember when it was announced or when they're talking about like the trailer. Like, who the hell wants to see Ralph Macchio come back?
Yeah.
I never asked for it.
Yeah.
But it worked, though. Yeah. It worked. And now they're finally getting their own movie. And now they're continuing a series that they was originally a dead IP.
I just still think it's weird how like this whole town in California is ruled by karate. like they're doing turf wars.
Same thing as Footloose. How are you gonna ban the entire community from dance? Like, come on. Yeah,
like that's stupid.
Yeah.
Like what the like the whole brawl in the high school? Was it just fucking two different dojos?
Yeah.
Or just like they literally broke in and entered into his home and then start a fight with all the kids.
Everyone needs to have their own Sharks and Jets.
Like
everyone needs to have their own West Side Story.
And somehow they're like, we're going to bring in other other Cobra Kai members from around the country. At this point, someone just get a gun. And no, we're actually, like, we're just stopping this shit now.
No, actually, honestly, we might see more of this happening where you have movies from the 80s. Bronze, like more of a TV show or something like that.
To try to rejuvenate it. Like I said, that's going to be the next trend with Hollywood, is trying to rejuvenate old classic movies and series and sitcoms and stuff. Yeah. But next, that followed right after that, we have Destin Daniel Cretton just gushing over his next Spider-Man 4 film.
It's about damn time, man.
It's about time they actually...
5 years since the last Spider-Man movie.
It has been.
Like 5 years.
It hasn't felt that long, but yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You know, time flies when Sony pumps out really shitty movies.
But yes, they haven't actually got a full in-depth name for the actual film. They're still just calling only Spider-Man 4.
No, it's called Brand New Day.
Oh, is it called? They actually really... Oh, yeah, Spider-Man... Brand new day. Yeah, and they got the release date is July 31st, 2026. This is after Doomsday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're supposed to get Avengers Doomsday, then you get this film in between, and then following afterwards, you get Avengers Secret Wars.
Yeah, because the rumor is that this movie is supposed to take place during Doomsday.
Okay.
That's, at least I read somewhere that this was the rumor that...
Okay.
It's just straight up rumor that that's why supposedly he's not in the movie itself. Mm-hmm. It's because he's actually doing his own thing at the exact same time.
Got it. And that makes sense because they also announced that Benedict Cumberbatch's character, Doctor Strange, he wasn't going to be in this film because his film potentially could be happening during the events of Doomsday as well.
Yeah. So he might show up at,
in Secret War, maybe?
No.
He's going to show up in Secret War. Yeah. Yes. Both of them will definitely show up in Secret War.
Yeah.
But it's more like the events are happening at the exact same time.
Yeah.
So it might be a thing where it actually might, at least my theory is, they might intertwine all together. Mm-hmm. Where you have small events where if you actually line up the film, they all line up exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's going to be interesting to see how that next Spider-Man 4 film comes about and see how much it's influenced by the other films.
Yeah.
Because you can always say this, like the Spider-Man films, even though they have always been interconnected into the MCU, they kind of always felt standalone-ish too. Mm-hmm. Where you didn't need to have that much of the overranging MCU to influence these films.
That's proper management.
That is proper management, but I don't know if they're going to have the chance with this film. You see what I'm saying? It's so interconnected to the Avengers films.
I think so. I think they'll still figure a way how to, have their own separate movie without being too...
Closed in,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think with the falling apart of the Spider-Man Sony universe, I think Marvel will just take complete control.
You think eventually they're going to have 100% control of this?
Probably, because Sony has really proven that they cannot handle their own expansive universe.
But Sony can just always be petty and like, no, we can just keep Spider-Man forever and ever and ever, and just every 4 to 5 years, we just put out another shitty one.
Then Marvel can just say like, well, then they can relay to the fans like, hey, this is Sony's fault. They don't want to give in. And Tom has been vocal about it as well, saying like, if something doesn't happen, I'm not doing this.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is that no matter what, he's at this point, he's already super intertwined into the into Marvel itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To the MCU. So into there's the
production, yeah.
So there's essentially no way of just like, we're never going to include him again.
Yeah.
There's just no way doing that.
That's
now.
What I mean. Yeah. So like he's so intertwined to where it says like, you guys better figure some shit out or I'm not
playing. But at the same time, that means that Marvel has to pay up no matter what.
No, I mean like pay up money, as far as like him strong arming Sony. Because if Sony's holding out, Tom has already been very vocal about like, yeah, we're good to work with Marvel. We're good.
We're good. It's going to happen. Yeah. So there's no
Sony's the only one being a little bitch about it.
No. I think it's what it is that they want to do the whole expansive universe, own separate thing. But Spider-Man, for them to like, they can't essentially pull him away from it.
They want to figure out how to get Tom Holland into their own separate universe and still have him available for MCU to be shared among them as well. They're trying to have their cake and eat it too.
Then Marvel's going to be the one that'll have to take creative control for that and go back to the way it was before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But prepare for a lot of shitty films.
Exactly.
Nah, I think Sony's done with their expansive universe.
I think they're on pause.
Until they get,
they're waiting for people to forget.
They'll forget, or they get cocky enough, like, you know what? We got this new director.
Yeah,
be like, shut your ass.
Just give it like another 2 to 3 years. And I bet you they're gonna try to announce like something else. Them fuckers.
Black Cat film.
Shut the fuck up.
All right. And then lastly, what we have here that was announced at Sony CinemaCon. They are finally working on, well, not dirt. It's weird. They're working on 4 different Beatles films. Yeah. And they actually have a full cast of who will be playing the Beatles in all these films.
Yep.
You have Paul Mescal as Paul McCartney, Joseph Quinn as George Harrison, Barry Keoghan as Ringo Starr, and Harris Dickinson as John Lennon.
But what's weird is they announced it that they're going to be coming to theaters, 4 movies, mm-hmm. all in April in 2028. So an entire month of...
And are we getting a Beatles franchise?
Maybe.
Are we in a Beatles expanded universe?
But I don't know if they're doing like... The Beatles are getting like 4 separate movies where they're all together. Is it like every movie separately about one Beatle member? Like, is there a Ringo Starr film? You know, is there a John Lennon film? Is there a Paul McCartney film? Like, they never really disclosed that type of information about it.
It could be about different eras of the Beatles.
True that. Each one could fall in a different era.
I don't know. That's kind of...
And so close to each other, too. It is weird that they just out of nowhere just announced, hey, man, 4 Beatle films are coming out, not just like a Beatle biopic or anything like that.
Yeah. I need some more information on that.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. The Beatles does have an extensive history.
But besides for this 4 separate films, how do you feel about the cast lineup for them? The actors? Do you think those are good choices?
I mean, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest. I guess.
I mean...
I've never seen anything that from any of them that proves like they can't, but
Barry Keoghan as Ringo Starr is probably pretty accurate.
Yeah.
That poor man.
That poor man just to get ready to get shit on.
Yeah.
All in all, I need a scene by MS Paint.
I need an MS Paint scene.
Yeah.
I just don't know what to think about it.
It's hard.
You know? It's hard to
have an opinion about something, especially just...
Yeah.
Just, a simple, like, there's going to be a Beatles biopic. It would have been like, all right, that's interesting. You know, the last couple biopics that have been coming out have been actually recently pretty good. You know, the Bob Dylan one, even before that with the Freddie Mercury one. You see what I'm saying? Like, the biopics recently haven't been all too bad. So I can see them trying to continue that trend. It's just like 4 right off the bat. Yeah,
that seems excessive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems very excessive.
Especially, like I said, it's theaters, not what's it called, like
streaming or anything like that, or television.
Do you think that, like, if it is with at the end of every movie, or at least like to the third one, you think it's gonna have like some like Marvel movie style reveal of just like, I can't get this song to work, it's not coming together, you got the wrong beats, and then you just see like a foot or something of like Paul McCartney stomping, and then it just ends.
Actually, no, and then
you
gotta wait for
a post. Yeah, do a post credit scene.
Dude, I just thought about this actually. This actually might be the same situation as Bohemian Rhapsody, where all it is just greatest hits, not back to back. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
This actually might be one of those situations where it's literally half of this film is nothing but music, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then performing it. That's it. Nothing else.
Interesting.
No, I could see that. I could see that when it comes to this.
Okay. Well, I mean, we'll just have to kind of wait and see until they reveal some more. Do they release a date of when it might be? April.
April. No, they just said all in April 2028. So it'll be 4 films within the same month.
Interesting. Okay.
So that's going to be interesting with that. Yeah. And then that was it that they premiered for today at CinemaCon for Sony. So they did say tomorrow they're going to be showcasing Lionsgate and Warner Brothers and show all their slates that could be coming out. So if you guys like to actually follow along with that, there's a page that we'll have a link to below that we have this people over at Cinema Blend that they are keeping up to date.
Mm-hmm. Literally as the minutes.
As the minutes were going, they have live blog updates going on. So definitely you guys should check it out if you're really curious about all that stuff.
You got... Warner Brothers tomorrow, Universal the following, April 2nd,
mm-hmm.
or Universal and Focus, Paramount, April 3rd, and is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so definitely we'll keep you guys updated.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, so we'll keep you updated as this progresses forward, and definitely we'll have you guys stay in tune, so... All right, well, we want to listen for everyone for listening to this week's episode. I'm curious on your thoughts on tonight's topic. How do you feel about CinemaCon announcement with Sony Pictures? Do you love the films they have? Do you hate them? You can leave a comment below if you're watching this on a Red Band Podcast YouTube channel for a listener to discuss episode topics and various other film-related news. We put out episodes every Wednesday for our audio listeners and Fridays for those who like to watch our videos. For audio listeners, you can find the Red Band Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. And of course, I'll say again, you can watch our video format on our Red Band Podcast channel on YouTube. And before we fully close out, Mike has those last end notes for you guys.
Yes, as Anthony mentioned, all the different ways you can be able to listen to us, including watching us on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheRedBandPodcast. Look for the screaming microphone. That way you can be able to watch the episodes at the times that they're recorded when, you know, we do these. Usually the videos come out usually every Friday. Audios come out every Wednesday. So keep a lookout for that by turning your notifications on so you can keep up to date for when the episodes drop. Leave a comment down below of what you think we should cover next or what you think we haven't covered. And of course, our Patreon account that we do have that's attached with it. Head on over there and consider subscribing to that because we'd really appreciate it because subscribers equals content. So the more we get subscribers, the more content we're going to make. So please continue subscribing, share with a friend, share with your coworker, share with the random dude you meet up at the bus stop. We'd really appreciate it. And of course, if you're on the road or anywhere on the go, you'll be able to listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Again, look for the screaming microphone and subscribe to that. Share with a friend, and that's all I got. Oh, we also have our social media, so head on over to Instagram. We do have a TikTok. Don't know how long that's going to be up. Another ban is imminent. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do have Instagram, so head on over there and consider subscribing to us. And that's what I got.
All right, guys. You heard it from Mike. Please like and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.
Later, Tatus.